Dubai Eye
103.8. Today, and in fact throughout the whole week, is Anti-Bullying Week 2018. It runs between the 12th and the 16th of November. It's organised by Anti-Bullying Alliance in the UK and has been picked up by organisations worldwide. This year the theme is Choose Respect. The aims of this week are to support schools and other settings to help children and young people, school staff, parents and other professionals who work with children to understand. The definition of respect, that bullying is a behaviour choice that we can respectfully disagree with each other, i.e. we don't have to be best friends or always agree with each other, but we do have to respect each other, that we all need to choose to respect each other both face-to-face but also, more importantly these days, online. These are the thoughts of Katie Cole, the NSPC Schools Service Coordinator, who said that every year thousands of young people receive counselling from us having suffered bullying and cyberbullying. These experiences can have a devastating impact on their lives, potentially leading to low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, and in the very worst cases, they take their own lives. Whether it's happening online or in the real world, it is vitally important that any young person who's experiencing bullying talks to someone they trust, be it a friend, be it a parent, be it a teacher, or of course a counsellor. We also hope that Anti-Bullying Week encourages young people to remember how their actions and words can impact other children and teenagers. Those are the thoughts of Katie Cole, one of the organisers of the Anti-Bullying Week Choose Respect theme across the UK this year. So, does that ring true with those here in the region? Well, let's talk now to Clinical Director and Clinical Psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute and Clinic, whose main expertise is working with adolescents aged between 10 and 18, and of course, early adults. It is a warm welcome to Dr. Thariah Kanafani, joins us live on the line. Thariah, thanks so much indeed for taking time to speak to us.
No problem. Good morning.
Anti-Bullying Week, obviously something that is being recognised not just in the UK, but in a number of areas around the world. You heard that description there from Katie Cole about those that are most at risk, those that we should look out for. Are those sentiments, are those red flags, are those worries that are and concerns that we felt around the world and specifically so here in the UAE as well?
Absolutely. I mean, when we talk about those that are succumbed to bullying, you know, they don't differ. There's no differentiation or there's no discrimination in age, gender, race, anything like that. So it's usually the same all across the world. And we have the exact kind of experiences here in the UAE as well as in the region and other places.
Events like this, and we are no stranger to awareness months, awareness weeks as well, do they have a place to shine a light and raise said awareness on what is an ongoing and an evolving problem?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when we create these kinds of weeks where we talk about anti-bullying, we're also creating awareness to not just the individuals that they can reach out for help, but also to the people that are around the individuals, for instance, parents. It's very important for parents to understand the realities of bullying nowadays, which are very different from bullying, you know, before in different generations. So, for instance, now we're also talking about cyberbullying, which never really existed before. And this is something, these kinds of weeks are great in shining light and creating awareness for other individuals, parents, teachers, administrators, on what children are actually experiencing, because these are things that we haven't experienced. And so giving them that information allows them to understand what children are going through nowadays.
Let's talk about that online aspect, as you mentioned. One of the specific facets of the theme this year of Choose Respect is that we all need to choose to respect each other, both face-to-face and, of course, online. Is that one of the specific problems that we're facing at the moment, is the fact that so much of our interaction is done online, that we're losing that sort of element of face-to-face? And how is that impacting bullying, how we are bullied and how we bully?
Well, absolutely. You know, when we talk about anything that's done online, more often than not, things are done anonymously. Or they're done in a way that you're not actually seeing the reaction of the individual that you're talking to. So there's not as much empathy that goes into something that you say to someone, and not much thought, versus when the bullying is happening face to face. It's sort of, you know, the classic example is when you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off, you're very safe in your car to, you know, swear at them or say mean and derogatory things to them. But if they were face to face with you, you wouldn't necessarily do it. And so it's the same idea online, where we tend to feel freer and more entitled to express our opinion, especially in a very negative and derogatory manner.
Use the word there, entitled, and that sense of entitlement, which is one that crops up time and time again here on the show, in the lives that we live, not just within an educational but a school environment, but just every day at the moment. Again, is that one of the challenges that we're facing, this sense of entitlement that everyone feels, be that on the road, be that at school, be that when their delivery is not delivered on time?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, entitlement is one of the factors. It's not the most contributing factor to bullying or online bullying, but it is definitely a factor in terms of we're not necessarily thinking of the person in front of us. We are just sort of selfishly thinking of ourselves and what we have the right to.
Let's turn our attention, if we can, to what people can do to try and reduce the amount of bullying. If somebody is concerned, be it about a classmate, be it about a friend, be it about a son, a daughter, be it about a colleague at work as well. What's your advice, Thuraya, with regards to that? I mean, how does one go about it? Do you broach it immediately with the individual?
Well, what I would first do, I mean, especially, let's say, in the workplace, for instance, I would try to have a discussion between the two individuals. So for the person who is either being bullied, or being bullied, or the one who is bullying, I would suggest having that conversation. See what exactly is going on. Sometimes it's a lack of communication, and to be honest, you know, especially in the UAE, we have so many different nationalities. Sometimes we can misunderstand each other, and things aren't exactly meant in a rude or disrespectful way. So trying to have proper, effective communication is key. If that doesn't work, taking it to a supervisory level, so that could be at school in terms of, it doesn't necessarily have to be a teacher. It could be a student in a higher grade. It could be a sibling, or it could be a counselor. At work, it could be a manager, or maybe another colleague where the person who is doing the bullying does have a good rapport with. So usually, I would always say first step is trying to communicate with the individual. Second step is to take it a little bit higher in terms of asking for help from somebody else. And then if not, actually contacting the local authorities and discussing what has happened in detail.
Bullying is a word that is often used these days. We're seeing it in the headlines back in the UK at the moment because of Strictly Come Dancing, of all things. We see it in the workplace. We see it at schools. We see it with the onset of the gig economy and more and more of our services, everyday services, going digital. We also try and attribute it to age, Thuraya, to a certain degree. I know you work with adolescents and young adults. I know that this campaign is driven specifically at young adults and those in schools. But are the young more susceptible to bullying these days? Or is this something that we're seeing in more and more frequencies in different environments?
Actually, you can find it in many different environments. So it's not just in the school environment. It is also even in the workplace. Yeah. So bullying exists whenever there's any kind of repeated exposure to unwanted, either a negative conversation or behavior. And that usually involves a power differential. So when in any situation, there could be a power differential, especially at work. So things like, you know, the manager to other employees or even between employees. So that's actually something that can happen anywhere and not just in the school environment.
Anti-Bullying Week 2018 has been recognized the world over this week under the banner Choose Respect. And just finally from me to you, Thuraya, do you feel that is a good phrase for us to take to heart for this week and investing more in respect these days?
Absolutely. I think that's a great slogan.
Thuraya, always lovely to catch up with you. Thank you so much indeed for your time. Really appreciate it. Our thanks to you, and we'll certainly be catching up very soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Feeling contentious? Want to add some context? Have your say and join the conversation on The Agenda.
On Dubai I-103.8.
This one's just come through from Ali. He's saying, I was an outcast at my school and I was bullied a lot too. The only way for me to stop bullying was to bully back the same people. However, I let it get to my head and really took things too far. There was one kid who was pretty nice, but was an easy target. So we all constantly ganged up on him. One day afterwards, I saw him crying in the corner. That really hit me hard. I never wanted to hurt anyone like that. It was sort of a turning point in my life too, because had I not seen that, I might still be the same idiot today that I was then. Now I spread more cheer than fear. Nice little phrase. Thanks, Ali, for that one. 4001. And that's, I mean, good on you, Ali, for sending that text message in, and for being so honest. And I wonder how many other people are willing to be so honest. Ali suggesting there that he was actually picked on in the first place, and the only way he could deal with that was to fight fire with fire. So from being the bullied to becoming a bully and picking on others. And I wonder whether that is part and parcel of that aversion, which is you try and deflect the attention away from you to others. So it's somebody who's more prone to bullying becomes the focus of that bullying rather than you.
Yeah, and oftentimes, and this is me in my armchair psychology moment, bullies come from an environment and a home environment where they will probably have been bullied by somebody else. So it could be a sibling, it could be a member of their family, they could be a very authoritative person in their family who is bullying them. And so that way of then behaving, that disrespectful way, is then kind of carried through to the bully, and a bully will tend to then bully other people because they've experienced it in their own home life outside of school.
It's an interesting one as well. Lots of people actually getting in touch with us on this. Newt, thanks very much indeed for sending this in, saying, I was in the car with my friend. His dad was driving. This is back when we were at school, says Newt. We were both sort of bullies at school, walking around pretending to be the tough guys. And we were sitting in my friend's car joking about something we did to some kid, when his dad turned round and said something along the lines of, why do you want to make so many enemies? For all you know, this kid will grow up to be a Bill Gates. You would have made him your enemy because you think you are the tough guys. In a few years, none of this will matter, and you're better off having made friends and not enemies. You do not need to be nice to him. Just don't be mean either. Both me and my friend never bullied anyone again. It clicked in our minds. It made perfect sense. And it happened several years ago. So, Newt, thanks very much indeed for sending that one in as well. All good and well, isn't it? Because it's that idea of the benefit of hindsight to a certain degree. But if you get that moment of clarity, it does prompt people to make a change.
This is Dubai I 103.8.